It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend or two. You're welcome to send any questions or comments to me by email through the Hoag Hospital website at hoaghealth.com. Today, we're speaking with the wonderful Jane Duell, RNC, and director of the neonatal ICU, NICU, at Hoag Hospital. Welcome, Jane.
Hi there.
Well, it's a big subject to tackle in a small amount of time, but we are glad you're here to tell us a little bit about parenting the premature baby, because it's a little bit of an art, isn't it?
It is indeed. And we learn from our parents all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we consider ourselves their guide, their teacher, on that roller coaster ride with a premature baby.
Yeah. What are some of the most common questions you get from new parents of premature infants? What are they most afraid of?
They're most afraid of not being able to take the baby home, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most common question that we get is, when can I take baby home?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is, every baby's on their own flight plan to home. You know, some will be close to gestational age when their due date was, and mm-hmm. some will go home maybe even a month early. So it is individual, and every baby has its own set of problems that have to be resolved before they go home.
Sure.
And I think by the time the parents have been here for a couple of weeks, they kind of have the routines down.
Yeah.
And get settled in. We know that close to discharge time, we mm-hmm. call it NICU cabin fever, because they've been here too long, and both baby and family are ready to go.
Yeah. So you said something interesting. By then they have the routines down. Does that mean parents get hands-on training in how to take care of their children while they're in the NICU?
That is essential. And even the sickest baby, the tiniest baby, as soon as mom can stand, can get up, are brought to the unit,
mm-hmm.
we have incubators that go up and down, so mom can be brought in by wheelchair or gurney. And we can open up the portholes to the incubator so she can lay her hand on the baby.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. It is essential that they start from the beginning because, you know, when we become adults, how well we become adults is how well we bonded with our parents early.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important for them not to be afraid of that baby that may have all these wires and tubes on them.
Yeah.
Once they can get over that and they can lay their hands on in a comforting way, they're connected, you know, and they're with us till the end, until we're able to send that baby home.
This leads into a question from Martha from Newport. She heard you were going to be on the program, and she emailed this question earlier. How much time do parents get to spend with their preterm children while they're in the NICU, and what about the rest of the family, like grandparents and brothers and sisters?
That's a very good question, and I will tell you that mom and dad can stay here 24/7. They're never asked to leave. And we don't refer to them as visitors. Now, we used to invite, family and friends because we wanted them to have parents to have support here mm-hmm. that was meaningful to them. Unfortunately, we're in a new chapter of H1N1.
Right.
And both moms, for even 2 weeks after she gives birth, are at very, very high risk for having a very severe case of H1N1.
Mm.
And then it goes without saying that an infant, you know, just can't recover from those things very well. And you are often most contagious when you don't even know you're sick. So we have restricted quite a bit the visitation in the unit for the protection of our babies.
Sure. And the babies are the most important,
Yeah, absolutely. And we just ask parents to use common sense and to try to keep it to a small nucleus of people coming in.
Sure.
Other facilities have, you know, taken all visitors away.
And you offer some real step-by-step instructions on how to care for these children in the form of educational materials, which cover everything from the time of arrival in the NICU to the day of discharge and the transition home. I think that's so wonderful.
It was, I was saying, parents are your best partner, and they are oftentimes because they just, you know, you have an intuition with your own child. I think sometimes they know before we do that, you know, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They can comfort their baby when they're having pain. We teach them how to use what we call therapeutic touch, which is, you know, when you put your hands on a baby's head and on their bottom, and keep it solid with just a slight little bit of pressure, babies will calm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And when babies get older, you know, we always want to, you know, tickle them or pet them, you know. Mm-hmm. To a premature baby, that is way too much stimulation, and they find it, you know, noxious rather than therapeutic.
Okay.
So we start with a calm touch.
You know, that brings up another question that I've had for a while. Pets, dogs, cats, a lot of stimulation going on.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, when they bring these babies home and they wonder what to do about, you know, the overzealous German shepherd who wants to play with the baby.
Well, and again, neonatal people are very protective of their babies, and they will tell you the premature baby, especially when they're long-term, have a susceptibility to respiratory issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important, well, and I'm a dog lover myself,
right.
It's important, though, to control dander, hair, all those things in the home that can cause respiratory issues for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like any other baby, you know. That pet's probably been part of the family, and they're going to accept and move right along.
Tell us what it means to be a magnet-designated neonatal nurse.
Magnet is a term that we hold very dearly. What that means is that nursing is taking an active role in helping improve patient outcome. And I am proud to say that the staff that I have here have been instrumental in the last 18 months of doing many, many, many things, projects, related to improving outcome for babies. The biggest one we've worked on so far has been trying to get more human milk into the NICU. Moms who are pump dependent, the premature baby, for example,
mm-hmm.
we really struggle to get enough human milk for them because the electric pump is never as good as mom.
Sure.
Moms are stressed. Our moms are more at risk for postpartum depression. All those things will affect the volume of milk. Formula sometimes is the only thing we have,
mm-hmm.
but it's not helpful to the premature baby. Human milk, they digest better. And most importantly, one of the biggest enemies we have in the NICU is infection.
Okay.
And human milk protects that baby for a lifetime.
Really?
So that's probably our biggest thing we've worked on to become, you know, more active advocates for our patients. And I think that's the true essence of Magnet.
And Magnet really means offering compassionate care to critically ill newborns and infants. And compassion is such a huge part of your jobs there.
Compassion for both the baby and for our parents. And I think it is important for your listeners to know how important that family is. We have a saying in the unit, you know, that what we do together is greater than what any of us can do alone.
Mm.
And respiratory, working with a physician, working with developmental,
yes.
most importantly with a parent, is very, very important. And you can't be in this business. We're in the business of miracles for people.
Right.
You can't be in this and not be passionate about it.
Right. Or compassionate in case of an outcome that nobody wants when you don't have a successful outcome.
That's right, and there's lots of headlines these days about the ethics in neonatal,
mm-hmm.
you know, preserving life past the point of maybe where it made sense, but
sure.
that's for parents to decide.
Mm-hmm.
We have good stories here, and I must share with you, I got a Christmas card just yesterday from a baby that I took care of here many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he was 25 weeks when he was born, and the Christmas card that I got had a picture of him on a surfboard out in Newport.
Oh, wow.
And that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
It's a wonderful work you do. Now, okay, you've taken your preterm baby home at last. Is there a hotline for parents in case they have questions or concerns?
Yeah, they can call the baby line. Of course, we always tell them to form a partnership with their pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a number that they can call, which is the 764-BABY. And also, we have a line that they can call if they want more information about the neonatal unit at Hogue. And that number is area code 949-764-5818.
949-764-5818, the baby line. Thank you so much, Jane, for being with us today. It's a total pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Deborah.
We're talking about parenting the premature baby, and remember, you can always listen to the podcast of this show if you miss something at hoaghospital.org, 24 hours a day and on demand in case you miss something or just want to hear it again or share it with a friend. You can download it anytime onto your iPhones, your Shuffles, your iPods, and give this valuable information to your friends so they can listen to it as well. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and please stay tuned. There's a whole lot more ahead.